Sarah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Thousands of pro-life activists rallied under falling snow on Friday at the annual March for Life. Speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the movement's major victory at the U.S. Supreme Court. New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith.
As you all know, Dobbs conveyed the lawmakers' newfound powers at every level, federal, state, and local, to save lives.
House Speaker Mike Johnson also spoke. He says he himself was an unplanned baby back in 1972. Even Microsoft isn't safe from cyber intrusion, with the tech giant announcing it was struck by state-backed Russian hackers.
Microsoft says the hacking team that it calls Midnight Blizzard was able to break into its corporate email system back in November and has been able to access the accounts of the company's top leaders, along with its security and legal employees.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn appearing with former President Donald Trump at a New Hampshire rally last night. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says voters should support Trump's commitment to stop illegal immigration.
We need a president who will close our southern border today.
The announcement came during a Trump rally in Concord, seen as a setback for fellow South Carolinian, the state's former governor, Nikki Haley. Iran says it has successfully launched a new satellite into orbit.
It's a historic first and marks the latest development for the Revolutionary Guard's space program, one which the West fears in connection with Tehran's ballistic missiles. The launch comes with heightened tensions in the Middle East and also just days after Iran and Pakistan exchanged airstrikes. UN sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. Even so, the U.S. position is that Iran's satellite launches defy a UN Security Council resolution and called on Tehran to cease its activity. George Williams reporting.
This is SRN News. A grim report from a pro-life organization.
The U.S. exports about $2 trillion worth of products to the rest of the world, but Human Life International says the number one item is abortion. HLI calculates that this country is responsible for a large percentage of global abortions through directed international aid packages and public grants. Spokesman Dr. Brian Clough says with 73 million global abortions last year alone, quote, the United States has the blood of many on its hands. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Churches in Japan are responding to the New Year's Day earthquake that killed scores of people and drove thousands out of their homes. Believers make up only 1% of the population, but an international Christian concern reports a network of churches has been established to help survivors of the quake, especially in the Sendai and Fukushima areas. The missionary group A3 is also on the ground in Japan. This is SRN News. Newly unredacted documents from New Mexico's lawsuit against Meta underscore the company's historical reluctance to keep children safe on its platforms.
That's according to a complaint filed by New Mexico's attorney general, who sued Facebook and Instagram owner Meta in December. The lawsuit says the company failed to protect young users from exposure to child sexual abuse material and let adults solicit explicit imagery from them.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. What's next for Spirit Airlines now that it won't be merging with JetBlue? Some Wall Street analysts are now starting to raise the possibility of bankruptcy. Spirit has not made a profit since the start of the pandemic, and a number of its planes are grounded because of problems with their Pratt & Whitney engines. Costs are rising everywhere, and Spirit's ticket sales have not recovered from the pandemic as quickly as the airline had been hoping. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.